Today's shir is a Masech and a Dorm on Daf Samach Dalad. We begin with the new Perek, Rabbi Eliezer, at the top of the Yomid. A short Hagdama before we begin the Mishnah. Our Mishnah and Perek discuss Hatoras Nadorim, when someone goes either to a Yochid Mumcha, an expert in Nadorim, or he goes to three Dayanim, and they find a Pesach, an opening to cause his nether to have hatara, to be annulled. And they say, mutterloch, mutterloch, mutterloch. The Gemara in Chagiga tells us that the ability for the Chachamim to do this is a mesorah through Torah Shebal Peh. There are various remazim in the psukim. One of them, the Gemara says, is the pasuk lo yachel devori. His word should not be profaned. Hu einoi meichel aval acherim meichlin loy. He cannot profane his word, but others can annul his words. He has to keep his netter, but others can find bezdin, or the yachid mumcha can find a pesach, an opening, a way out from his netter and annul it. This means that we ask him, if you would have known of a certain consequence or ramification of your neder, if you would have realized it, would you have made the neder? And if he says, no, I would not have made the neder, then the Yachid Mumcha or the three Dayanim are able to make Hatoras Nedorim. This is equivalent to Nidre Shkogos, when a person makes a neder based on a certain reason which doesn't exist. He had a certain presumption, and based on that presumption, he made the neder, and that presumption is false. The Beis Yosef explains that there is a fundamental difference between Nidre Shkogos and finding a Pesach. A Pesach, once the Chochem is matur, it's tantamount to being a Nidre Shkogo. But the difference is that Nidre Shkogos annul themselves, and a Pesach is only when the Chacham finds a Pesach. If he, in fact, does not find a Pesach, then there is no Hataras Nedarim. The Nidre Shkogos, which were based on a false presumption, everything about the Neder is a mistake, so therefore it becomes annulled by itself. Whereas a Pesach, this is only a prut in the Neder. Nidre Shkogos, the presumption, the false presumption, is the very basis of the entire neder. He speaks out, I'm making the neder because I think this and this, and really what he's thinking is false. Then the neder is bottled by itself. Whereas, if he's making a neder, except there was a ramification, a consequence that he didn't think of, and that consequence came about, and had he thought of that originally, he wouldn't have made the neder. That requires a chacham to find a Pesach. And otherwise, it does not become annulled by itself. Our Mishnah is not speaking about charata, when a person regrets what he did. For example, he made a neder out of anger, and now he regrets that he got angry and he made that neder. That is actually a machloikis amaroyim. Earlier in the Masechta, on Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis, whether it's valid or not. It is also not speaking about hafora, when a husband or a father breaks the neder of a wife or his daughter. But rather, as we mentioned before, our perek is speaking about the hatoras nedarim of a chacham who accomplishes the annulment based on a Pesach. Now, one very crucial point that is negeya to our whole daf here is that a Pesach only works based on the Chacham's annulment, if the person is saying the truth. The Chacham asks him, had you known of this consequence, would you have made the neder? And he says, no, I wouldn't. And in his mind, he knows that, yes, he would. Even if he would have known this consequence, he would have made the neder. Then, in fact, the Hatara is not valid, and the person is doing an Avera. He's over on his neder. The Chacham is only matrit because he thinks he's telling the truth. If, in fact, he's lying, the Pesach would not be valid. And now, what our Mishnah and this Perek analyzes is what Pesachs, what Pesachim are valid and which ones are not. And in the first Mishnah here, we have a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, and in fact, we have two separate machlokas, what is considered a valid Pesach. Begins the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar says, Poischen la'adam b'chvoid avivimoy. We can use as a Pesach to a person to annul his neder, the honor of his father and mother. Let us look in the run, the first run of our Perek, who says, tu pshatim. Let's learn it inside together. Sha'imrim loy, we say to the person, ilu ha'yisiyadeh, if you would have known, shemevazna v'chvimecha, that people would go around and embarrass, shame, your parents, your father and mother. Why? Al shatar kal ben adorim. Because you are very lenient in the dorim, and they would say, he should know better than making a netter, which is difficult to fulfill, and he's very lackadaisical about making the dorim. Because I'm reading, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, the Karu L'Rishi Bar Tzadika, they would call a Rasha, the son of someone who's really a tzaddik, what would they refer to that? Rasha Rishi Bar Rishi. If you would have known that they're not only going to call you a Rasha, they're going to call your parents Risham as well, Kluma Yisun Naider, would you have made the neder and caused an embarrassment of your parents? Loshanach or a second pshat sheyarmu, that they say, the chachamim say, the bezdin says to him, that people will say, sha'ato lo marito mehem, sha'av heim is altham in the dorm. You know where you learned? A child always learns from his parents. So if you are lax in Nedorim, it must be that your parents are lax. So because of what the son is doing, he is causing an embarrassment to his parents. Would you have made the neder in that case? If he says no, that is a good Pesach according to Rabbi Eliezer. However, the Chachamim say that this is not a good Pesach. And the Ron says, we will see what the reason of the Chachamim is in the Gemara. And perhaps we will get an idea of what the reason of the Chacham is as the Mishnah progresses. Let us see the next part of the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Tzadik says, Rabbi Tzadik, Ad shepoyschen lemechvoid avimoy. And we're going to start off with the way the Run learns this part of the Mishnah that Rabbi Tzadik said, that I can elaborate, I can expand on that which Rabbi Elazar made matir. Once Rabbi Elazar came up with a heter of Kavod Avimah, that that's a good Pesach for annulling his neder. I can say further, why only stop there with Kavod Avimah? Let us find a Pesach for him with the Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the, let us see the run inside, the Ramas Amar Rab Tzadik, Kloimer, Rabbi Lezer, Kihechi, just like the Shori Liftoich Bechvoid Avimah, Shori Nami, it's also permitted, Liftoich Bechvoid Amokim, Shoim Rimloi, we could say to him, Ilu Ayisus Yadea, Kishonadarto, Shayisa Mekel Bechvoid Hamokim, if you would have known that with your netter you are causing a kalus in the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that people are lax with the honor of Hashem. Why? Do I'm reading B'Safri? The Safri says, Shehu kenoider b'melech atzmai, that there are Kabbalistic explanations of this Sifri in Parshas Matos, but the Sifri says a statement that whoever makes a neder is like being noider in Hashem himself. He is touching the honor of somehow or other, based on Kabbalah, what it means, but he's touching the honor of none other than HaKadosh Baruch himself. Kluma Yisa Neder. Would you then have made the Neder? If the person says, no, I wouldn't. So just like Rabbi Eliezer says, that when he says, no, I wouldn't have, if I would have known it would embarrass my parents, I wouldn't have made the Neder, and that's a good Pesach. The same thing should be with Kavod HaMakom. If you would have known that you would have caused the embarrassment of HaKadosh Baruch, would you have made the Neder? If he says, no, then it should be a valid Pesach as well. So according to the Run, Rab Tzadik is widening the heter of Oblezer. He's not arguing on him, but he's trying to widen the heter. And let us finish off how the Run learns the next part. And here we have Ois Aleph Dagos Tzunim tell us that the Girsa of Tosfos, the Rosh, and the Run is Omru Loi. The Chachamim said to Rab Tzadik, no, Im kain ein nedorim. If that is so, then there is no nedorim. And in these cryptic words of the Chachamim, we are going to have a machlokes in the Gemara between Abaye and Rava, and we will learn the first pshat in the Gemara. Abaye is pshat, which, as we will see, the Tur and the Beis Yosef paskin like Abaye's understanding of the words of the Chachamim here in response to Reb Tzadok. Im kein ein nedorim, and you could see Abaye's pshat in the last line on our Amud, Amar Abaye, im kein ein nedorim nitarin yafa. If you're going to use such a heter, then nidorim are not being made mutter properly. And in order to understand this, let us look at the last run on the Amud, four lines from the bottom, which is in the Gemara, but this run will help us understand the words ein nidorim nitarim yafa, and also will help us understand the entire machlokas that we've had here between Reb Lezer and the Chachamim. Says the Ran, Shafilu imitchilu loyhoye nimnem ipnei kavra makam. Even if really this person, it wouldn't bother him to kavra makam. But loyhoye is ponev bekach lefnei chacham vishakir, lefnei chacham. But when the chacham asks him, staring at him, point blank asks him, would you have made this neder if you would have known that a kavod comes out of Hashem? Really in his mind he thinks, who cares? He's not so careful about the kavod of Hashem either. V'yishakir, but he's not going to have a chutzpah to tell the chacham that yes, I would have done it, even though it would have caused a embarrassment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He'll lie. V'yoymer ilu yisi yedeya. If I would have known that it's going to cause embarrassment to Hashem, lo yisi neither, I wouldn't have made the neder. Nimtza shein nedor mutar yafa. So that's the pshat Abaye says in those cryptic words. Im kein ein nedorim. It means if we're going to use this heter, if we're going to expand on Reb Tzadok's heter of kavod av v'aim, and we're going to expand it to kavod Hashem, it'll come out. We'll do a disservice because, as we said in the Hakdama to our Mishnah, the only way a Pesach works, the only way mutulach works, is if the person is really telling the truth. Here we're choshed, say the Chachamim, that he's not telling the truth. He's only embarrassed to really reveal his true inner feelings and thoughts. Therefore, in this case, Rabbi Lezer's mighty the Chum that you cannot use Kavod HaMakom as a Pesach. Where is the machlokes between the Chum and Rabbi Lezer? There's a machlokes. The Rabbanan, Asri Rabbanan, hold its Oster to use Kavod HaVeim as a Pesach, the Sfir who they're of the opinion, it makes no difference. Ein adameis. When the Chacham asks him, if you knew that you would be embarrassing your parents, would you have made the neder? In his mind, he's thinking, yes, I would. I don't care about my parents, of their covet of my parents. But he's embarrassed to say it in front of the Chacham. So he'll say to the Chacham, no, I wouldn't have made it. And really, he would have made it. So the Torah that the Chacham subsequently will give him will not be valid. Hilkach says the Chacham, say the Chacham, ain't poiskin. You cannot use it as a Pesach. And Rabbi Lezer Savar, Rabbi Lezer holds, there's a distinction between Kavod HaMakom and Aveim. Be Kavod HaMakom, who Dein Adamei is. By Kavod HaMakom, you're right. I agree to you, the Chacham, that we have to be worried maybe he's lying, because he wouldn't have a chutzpah to tell the Chacham to his face that he doesn't care about the Kavod of Hashem. So when he says, no, I wouldn't have made the neder, we can't trust him. Avol be Kavod Aveim, May is Hilkach Paisa. But by Kavod HaVeim, he would tell the Chacham to his face, yes, I don't care about my parents' Kavod. And therefore, if now he tells us, no, I wouldn't have, we do believe him. It is a good Pesach, according to Reb Lezer. So the run here has done two things for us. Number one, he's explained the cryptic words, Im kein ein nedorim, that this is what Abaye says at the Pshat, Im kein ein nedorim, Nitarin Yafa, they are not going to be annulled properly. We're going to take a Pesach, which is not really a Pesach. And the Ran has explained why Rabbi Lezer is moid in this case, the Chachamim. And at the same time, he has explained the fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim concerning Poischin, La'adna, Mekavit, Av, V'imoy, or not. Rabbi Lezer holds that a person is not mechutzav by Hashem, but he is mechutzav by his parents, and therefore he says, no, he would not have made the neder, we believe him. And the Chacham say, just like he's embarrassed to admit it to the Chacham, that he would have made the netter by Hashem, the same thing, he's embarrassed by his parents, and therefore we don't trust them, and therefore the Chacham say, Oisrin, that you cannot use it as a Pesach. Continues the Mishnah, according to the Gears of the Bach, we put in a Vav here, Umoidim Chacham L'Rabbi Lazar. The Chacham Umoidim to Rabbi Lazar, B'dover, Shebeinoi L'beinov V'imoi, as the run in Divrei HaMashal Omruloi says 4 lines down, my daver shebeinu lebein aviv ve'ima k'goin she'osrim ba'nasai. Let's say he made a netter to prohibit his parents from having hanah from him, so he's already a mechutzef to prohibit which son or daughter would prohibit their parents from having hanah from them. If he did such a thing, then we say, then even the Chacham are mighty to Rabbi Eliezer. We said Rabbi Eliezer is mighty to Chacham and by Kavod Av Hashem, that he cannot use it as a Pesach. And now in this case, where his neder has been against his parents, there the Chacham are mighty to Rabbi Eliezer, Shapoyskulim by Kavod Av, because we see he's a Mechutzef. So if he's a mechutzev, he would have had the chutzpah, he would have told the chacham to his face, yes, I would have made the nether, and I don't care about the covet of my parents. And since he tells us, no, I would not have made the nether, we can trust him, because he's not afraid to say the truth here, and therefore he is saying the truth, and therefore the chacham amonim to Rabbi Lezer, that it is, in that one particular case, a good Pesach. The run brings down in the second wide line, the not very wide lines at the bottom, but the middle wide lines in the second line, he brings down, let's learn inside, four words before the end of the line, Avol bekvoid mitzvah achas poischen, we say that you're not poiseach bekovid hamokam, because nobody would have the chutzpah to say that they would make a neder and not care about the Kavod Hashem. But for one mitzvah, they would. Because it's not like, come on, like we learned further on Daf Samach Yamed Beis, Poischlein min HaKosu B'Torah. From something that's written in the Torah, you can use that as a Pesach. We say to him, Ilu Ayisu Yadei Sha'ata Oivar Aloi Sisna Sachich Bo'Vecho. If you would have known that because of this neder, you're going to be over on hating your brother, your fellow Jew in your heart, Klum Ayisu Neider, would you have made the neder? So there, if he says, no, I wouldn't, we believe him, because if he would have, he would have told us the truth. He's afraid to say it about Hashem, and there we don't trust him. But about one mitzvah, which is not the whole Torah, it's only one mitzvah, a person rationalizes, and there, it's only one mitzvah, and therefore, yeah, if I would have made the netter, I would have told the Chacham. Therefore, if I say, no, I would not have done it, we trust him. Mishum de mitzvah achas kehani demani tana, those things are not so chomer to a person, and he would admit the truth if it was true. Therefore, we trust him when he says, no, I would not have, and therefore it's a good Pesach. He wouldn't have lied. Or to use a mitzvah like Shabbos as a Pesach, if it's one mitzvah, you can use it to run as a Pesach. And then he brings down from the Yerushalmi, HaKol Moidim, B'Kovid Raboi Sheina Maimid, the Sninon, Umar Rabach Kamar Shemaim, Hilkach Ein Paiskum Boy. So the Yerushalmi says that just like you're not Paisach according to everybody by the Kovid of Hashem, you're also not Paisach with the Kovid of your Rebbe, because he would not have the chutzpah to tell the Chacham who's asking him. The Chacham says, would you have made the netter if you would have known that it would come out of Bezoin of your Rebbe? And really in his mind says, I really don't care about the Kovid of my Rebbe, but I'm embarrassed to say it in front of the Chacham. So just like by Hashem we say we don't trust him, the same thing by Rebbe, we don't trust that he's saying the truth as well. Now, we have been learning the whole sugi here according to the run. The Rosh says, in the exchange between the Rav Tzadik and the Chachamim, that what Rav Tzadik is trying to do, and you could see the Rosh in the Gemara that I have, Pirush HaRosh, on the right side of the Amud, 5 lines before it gets wide, Bala Hakshreis al Divrei Rav Elazar. Not like the Ron learnt that Rav Tzadik is trying to expand the heter of Rav Elazar, and then the Chachamim come back and say to Rav Tzadik, no, hold it. Leave Rav Elazar's heter the way it is. Don't try to expand it, because Rav Elazar's moited us by Kavod HaMakom, that that's not a Pesach. He's only arguing on us by Kibbut Aveim. The way the Rosh understands it is, he's coming to ask a kasha on Rav Elazar. How can you, Rav Elazar, say that Paiskol Lava B'Kavod Aveimoi? Because if we were to take your reasoning a step further, then it should be Paiskol B'Kavod Hashem as well. And just like you wouldn't say Paiskol B'Kavod Hashem, you shouldn't say Paiskol B'Kavod Aveimoi. Says the Chachamim, the retort to Rav Tzadik is, no, don't bring a raya to our shita from your point from Kavod HaMakom, because that even Rav Elazar is mited to. So it's not that Rav Tzadik is trying to expand Rav Elazar, and the Chachamim say you can't expand Rav Elazar, but rather the way the Rosh learns it, it's a kasha on Rav Elazar, and on that kasha, the Chachamim say, that's not a kasha on Rav Elazar, because Kavod HaMakom, he agrees with us, our machloikas is only by Kavod Aveim. Continues the Mishnah. The Oid Amar Rabbi Elazar said another halacha. Now, if we look at the run on Dav Samach Daled Amud Beis, the run tells us in the first very wide line at the bottom, that's where he explains our Mishnah, this part of the Mishnah. The Oid Amar Rabbi Elazar Pais with Noilet. Afal gav de ifseku rabbanu lemilsi Rav Elazar leka lemedik mai va'oi. The Gemara in Erev and Dafchav Gimel Amud Aleph tells us that you only say va'oi in a Mishnah. The klal is when two halachas of one tana is said one after the other. But if there is a break in between, there's other discussions like we have in our Mishnah between Rav Tzadik and the Chachamim back and forth. Then when you come again to Rav Elazar, you would not say va'oi Amar Rav Elazar. So why, in fact, the Ron wants to know, in our Mishnah does it say va'oid, if we had a hefsek with Rav Tzadik and the Chacham in between? Says the Ron, the shiny hawk here is different, the Havila Teira. Here, Rav Eliezer is always being matter, the Chacham Maser, and Rav Elazar is being matter. V'koicha da Teira olam tuva. The strength of a heter is very strong. U'mishum hawki, and therefore, afal gavdiv seku rabban lemilse, Tani va'oid. So the Ran says a rule that va'oid you don't say if there's a break in the middle if you're dealing with chumras. But here where Rabbi Eliezer's shita is with kulas, and the power is not to be machmer in things, but rather we see the power is in legitimate heterim to offer those legitimate heterim. So here where Rabbi Eliezer is coming to offer us a legitimate heter, we do use the word va'od because of the strength of heterim, of the koyach heter adif, and therefore we will put void even though there is a break in between. Void Rabbi Eliezer, a second kula in the inyan of Pesach Nadarim, poischem b'noilad, that you can make a Pesach with noilad. What is noilad? Noilad is something new. It's different than a Pesach, which is a ramification, a consequence that the person didn't think of, but that consequence or ramification could have very well be, could have been bound to happen. It just, he didn't think of it. Said Chacham asked him, if you would have thought of it, would you have made the neder? He says no, and he's telling the truth, then it's a good atar sadarim. Noilad is the pshat, something out of the blue that nobody expected to happen. It wasn't a consequence that he could have foreseen on which he would receive a valid Pesach, but rather it was something new that happened that normally doesn't happen, that's totally not a shchiach thing. That's noilad. So the Chachamim are going to Aser, and in fact, why do the Chacham Aser? Let us see the rush, 6 lines from the bottom of the Amid, Chachamim Oisrim, the time of the Charata, Mishum Shayidei Charata, Neker HaNeder Mikorei. The Pesach, which allows us to annul his Neder, it's retroactive. Ubedover Sheina Matsui. Ein Oinasa Neder Tos Mikorei. It's not made, something that's not usual, not frequent. The Neder does not become a mistaken Neder from it's original. Ki b'shvil zeh lo yeminich melidor. If you would have asked them, if you would have asked him when he made the neder, in case this and this happens, a far-fetched thing that nobody ever expected to happen, would you make the neder? He would have made the neder. He would have, in the back of his mind, he said, what, are they crazy? This will never happen. So therefore, he's lying when he says, I wouldn't have made it had I known. That's what Noilat is. That's what a Chacham Maser. And in fact, the Gemoras will want to know, on Amid Beis, this swore is so strong that Noilat should not be a good Pesach, should not be a good way to annul the Neder. The Gemara is going to ask, why does Rabbi Lazar matter? But the Rosh is telling us clearly why it should be Osir, because he can't say, if I would have known that this is happening, I wouldn't have made the Neder. You were so convinced it would never happen that if at the time of the Neder I would have asked you this, you would have said, no, I want to do it anyway, because you never expected it to happen. So therefore, it doesn't serve as a good Pesach. But Rabbi Lezer, for some reason, as we'll see in the Gemara, he holds Pesachim and Noilat. You could use Noilat as a Pesach. Chachamim Oisru. Ketzad, what's a case of Noilat? Amar Koinim, and the Bach puts in here the word She'eninen le'ish plaini. If he made, he says, the Hanoh that I should have from that person, I am prohibiting upon myself. I will not have an offer from him. Vinasa Cipher, and he became a cipher, which was something that was totally unexpected. And what is a cipher? We have various pshatim in the Rishonim. The Rosh here says, four lines from the bottom, Talmud Chacham, not called Shrichim. Everybody needs to call a Talmud Chacham. You have to go to Talmud Chacham to help you in Shilas and how to learn things. You have to go to a Talmud Chacham. The Taisus over here says that, and the Meiri say, Vitzorach Lailafishu Kais of Shtoris Eir. They understand the word cipher means a scribe who's going to write Shtoris. And in those days, there were no computers or any other ways of communication except through writing. And if one was writing a document, they would go to a scribe who would put it down in a Shtar. And the Tiferes Yisrael learns that a posek, that the cipher means a posek, not merely a Talmud Chacham, but a posek, and everybody needs to go to a posek. So here this person said, I'm not going to have any anor from this person, and this person, Noilat, he became a cipher that everybody needs him. Oy shoyim meisi es benoy, and the Bach puts in the word bekarov. I, as the Rosh explains to us, four lines from the bottom, he made a netter that he will not have an offer from him from a certain time, 45 days. He has to go, he's close to the son, he has to go to the chuppah, but he didn't think the son's going to get married within these 45 days. Meanwhile, they made a very quick chasna from the time of the divorce. And within 45 days, there was already a chasana, and now he has a problem. He made a neder not to have a noah, and now he wants to go to the chasana of this person's son. What does he do? V'omar. And he says to the chacham, the chacham says to him, ilu ayisu yedeya. No, I made a mistake. The neder, the one who made the neder, says to the chacham, ilu ayisi yedei, if I would have known, shehu nas a cipher, that person would become a cipher, oy sheyamasas benoy bekarayv, or he would marry off his son within the 45 days, lo yisi neder, I would never have made the neder. Or another example, koinim lebay zeshani nichnas, that I make a neder that I will not enter this house and have a nor from the house, v'nasa by beis haknesses, and this house became a beis haknesses, and now he wants to go to the daven. Amar, and he said, ilua yisi yedei, if I would have known, shu nasa beis haknesses, that it would become a shul, lo yaha yisi neder, I wouldn't have made a neder, Rav Lezer is matr benoilad, v'chachamim oisrim, as we explained from the Rosh, and we'll see the reason Rav Lezer matr on Amud Beis. Begins the Gemara. My ain't a dorm. What did the Chachamim mean when they said to Reb Tzadik that if you're going to use Kavod HaMakom as a Pesach, im kein ain't a dorm? What did they mean with this cryptic statement? Amar Abaye says, Abaye, im kein ain't a dorm, nitarm yafa. If so, you're going to use it as a Pesach also, then the Torah's Chacham will not be a good HaTorah, as we explained from the run, because he'll say that, no, I would never have made the neder if I would have known that Hashem's honor will become mevuzah. And really, he's lying, he would, but he has no chutzpah to say it to the Talmud Chach, to the Dayan. in his face, and therefore he's lying. And therefore, if you're going to use this as a Pesach, we have a big shush that he's not saying the truth, and it's not a good Pesach. And that Rav Elazar is moided to the Chacham as well. So we turn to Dav Samach Dalet Amid Beis. V'Rav Amar, Rav has a second reason, and he disagrees with Abaye in the reason of what the pshat in the words of the Chachamim are. V'Rav Amar Im Kain, if you're going to use Kavod HaMakom as a heter, as a Pesach, a Nedorim Nishalom L'Chacham, nobody will be mater Nedorim, go to a Chacham for a Pesach of Nedorim, they'll do it themselves. Let us see the run here that explains this reason. Im Kain, top run, the poiskum loy bekavod hamakom loy yu nedorim nesham lechachem shkol echav yechav pesach pesach zeh laatzmoy. He can use that himself. Shari pesach zeh roy lechol nedorim. Every neder, every person who makes a neder has a very simple way out. He can say, if I would have known it's for kavod hamakom will get mevuzah, I wouldn't have made the neder. The kashalon, so the Ron says, avakasha, ima high time, moida Rav Elazar recovered on makam, if Rav Elazar is moida to the chacham, because of that reason, am I polik recovered of imoy, so why does he argue by covered of imoy that you could use covered of imoy as a pesach? Do ikle mechishnami, light time, you could say, on every netter that a person makes, he can always have a pesach, which he'll do himself. He'll know this is a standard heter, that just say that you wouldn't have done it for the covet of your father or mother, if you would have known that they would have become a vuzza, you wouldn't have done it. So why does Rav Elazar argue under Chacham in the case of Avimah, and he's moida by covet amakam? Efshir is filah Rav Elazar, perhaps Rav Elazar holds the ik in the dorm, the keely, kuli high. There are some very easy in the dorm. The whole idea is that you're causing a zilzul to your parents. That's only if it's a hard netter. So people say, look, why are you making a netter which you won't be able to fulfill? You're being mevazi your parents. They taught you to be mezalzel, to be lax in the dorm. But a netter which is very simple to fill, which there's no sweat, there's nothing very difficult to do to netter. So that's really not a bezoin if a person makes a netter. She'ein la'avel imay zilzben. Vahani leka le miftach behu bekavod avimi. Those in the dorm you cannot use as a pesach the kavod avimi because people will not be mevaze this neider's parents. Hilkach kiv and the kol in the dorm loy sagalu b'hai pischa. Since not every neder has a pesach of kavod avimi, so even in the dorm the sagilu, even those in the dorm that do have the heter of kavod avimi, the serious in the dorm, nami poiskin, you can also use a pesach maskin b'shmaitz. We're going to see the same svara in a few lines further in the Gemara. The idea is that since a person has to go to a chacham for certain in the dorm, once he gets used to going to a chacham, so memele, even for those in the dorm which would cause a zilz l'kibud aveim, the Rav Elazar holds that you can use that type of Pesach as a general Pesach of Zilzel Kavod Avim, and we're not worried that he won't go to a Chacham since he has to go to a Chacham where that heter of Kibud Avim would not apply in simple Nedorim. What do the Rabbanan hold? Rabbanan Sfirlu know that all Nedorim are the same. We don't say they're easier Nedorim, more difficult. There's always a bizarre that comes out to your parents. And therefore, it is a universal heter. Dim Isa, the Paisan Lekulu Nedori Sagi, if you're going to use Kibud Avim as a Pesach, then you could use it for all Nedorim. The Imkain ain't Nedorim Nishom Lechacham. Nobody's going to go a Chacham. Hilkach Bekulu ain't Paisan. That's why there's a blanket rule across the board that you never use a Makoim Hashem as a Pesach. You never use Kibud Avim as a Pesach as well. The Ron has a second shot here, Ayin Shum. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. Now there's an interesting thing before we go further, that the Tur and the Mechaber and Siman Reish Chav Ches Sif Yud Paskin that ain't Paiskum in the Kavod of Hashem, which we said Rav Elazar's Moed Chum, everybody holds like that. The Tur says the reason like Abaye and not like Ravidat. The reason is that the Ein Nedorim Nitorin Yafe, that we're choshed that people will lie if they use Kavod of Hamakom as a Pesach. They may really not be sincere, and they're just embarrassed to tell the Chacham that. The question that the Beis Yosef asked on the Tur is, we know that B'chol HaShas, when you have a Machlokes Abaye and Ravidat, Allah is like, Rava, except in six cases, like we have in the Gemara at the beginning of Eilat Metzias, Yal Kigam, and this is not one of those six cases. So how does the Mechaber and the how does the Tur paskin like Abaye? We should paskin like Rava, and the Beis Yosef gives an answer to this question on the Tur, and that's why the Mechaber, in fact, himself paskins like the Tur, that the reason is like Abaye. And what is the Beis Yosef's answer? That when do we say that halacha is like Rava in the entire Shas except for six cases? That's when there's a machlokes in din. However, here there is no machlokes in din. It's just a difference of reasons. Since it's only a difference of reasons, there we could, if it sounds like Abaye's reason, it makes more logical sense, or it fits in better into the words of the Mishnah. Therefore, here we could paskin, we could say that the correct reason is Abaye's reason and not Rava. We are now in the middle of Rava's reason, and the Gemara is going to ask a kasha on Rava's reason. Time we learned in our Mishnah. There's one case where the Chacham Moed to Rabbi Lezer in a case of Kibbut Aveim b'Dover Shebein l'Bein Ovi v'Imoy, as the Ran explained. If someone was he made a netter that his parents should not have enough from him. So we see he's already a mechutzav anyway. That's how we explained it. That was according to Abaye. Since he's a mechutzav to do such a thing against his parents, Memela, he is not interested in the covet of his parents. So if we ask him, would you have done this if you would have known that your parents would get mevuza? He would have been mevuza. He would, because you see, he made a netter against his parents. So if he tells us, no, I wouldn't, then we have to trust him. So that's how Abaye is going to learn, and that's why it fits in very well. That's Gemara's kasha. How does Rava learn it? So let's see it inside. Bishlam labai, it's good according to Abaye to Amar. Im kainein nidorim nitorin, the Bach puts in the word yafa. Very good. Normally a netter would not be, it would not be a good Pesach to use kavod hamakoyim, because he's not saying the truth. Hacha kiven de ichtziv lei. Here, since he's a mechutzav anyway, ha'ichtziv lei. The chachamim hold that a person would lie by his parents as well, and therefore, it's not a good pesach. However, where we see he's a mechutzav, so if the chacham would ask him, would you have done this if the covet of your parents would be mevuza? Since he's a mechutzav, if he really would have done it, he would have been honest with the chacham and said, yes, I would have done it. I don't care about my parents' covet. That's why I made the netter against him. And yet he tells us, no, if it would have come out of bizarre, I wouldn't have done it. We believe him. So we can understand why the chachamim say that this is a good pesach, according to Abaye. El Rav, according to Rav, who understands that the words of the Mishnah mean, the Omar, im kein in dorm nisholim l'chacham, that everybody's going to take the law in their own hands, and they're going to use this as a Pesach across the board. So, hacha amai poischin, why, in fact, is this a good heter? Why aren't we afraid that people are going to use this across the board? They're not going to go to the chacham. So why over here are the chacham and moidim to Rav Lezer? So the Gemara answers, Amri the chacham will say, according to Rava's understanding, kiven the chol nidre loy sagilain, the lav chacham, since there are other things that were not matter because of kovid, ave aim. It's only the things where, in a case where he prohibited these things against his father and his mother. So since for other things where he did not prohibit against his father and his mother, there, it's not a good Pesach according to Chacham. So there, you're going to have to go to Chacham anyway to find a Pesach. Chacham nami poischin. This is similar to what the Ran said before. This is the same idea. Once he gets used to going to Chacham for a Pesach anyway, then in that case, you could use it for a Pesach, even where we would think that he's not going to go to the Chacham. It's only where it is a heter across the board, but where certain instances it will not be a heter, because it's only a heter when he used the neder against his parents, but where he didn't use the neder against his parents, it's not a heter, and there he's going to have to go to the Chacham. So then we allow him to use this Pesach, even when he we are choshesh he might do it on his own, because we say since he's used to going to the Chacham, he'll go to the Chacham in this case also, and that's why the Chacham in this case are moited Rebbe Elazar, that you could use it as a pesach. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. V'yoidom Rebbe Elazar or Paiskum Noilet, that you can use Noilet. Ask the Gemara, we understand why the Chacham is saying ain't Paiskum Noilet, as we learned from the Rosh, because you can only be oiker something mikaroi to say that it was a netter made a mistake, if it's something shchiach, but noilet is not a frequent thing. So why, in fact, does Rabbi Elazar say it's mutter? My time at Rabbi Elazar, I'm Rabbi Chiz, the Domer Kroah, the Pasuk says, ki mesu kol noshim. Because, as the Ron explains here, in the Divrei Maskil, ki mesu, which is 8 lines from the bottom of the Amid, says the Ron, afagav de Yisrei shbila moishe, kerechsiv ayoyal moishe, l'shevazesh, Yisrei made a shvut, Moshe should not return to Mitzrayim, he should stay with Yisrei. Vayitnu lo sepira. Afilo hachi says the Ran, Moshe Rabbeinu lo yanishba el mitoch shor yorei midasam avirim. The only reason he made a shvut that he wouldn't go back to Mitzrayim is because he was afraid that dasam avirim would kill him. Ulefikach pasach lo yakadosh baruch hu, Hashem made a pesach. Ki meisu kol anoshim v'bakshim v'snam shecha. That all of those people died. If you would have known that they are going to die, would you have made the netter? No. Therefore, it's a good pesach. So says Rabbi Eliezer, so Misa is a Noilat. Vahamisa, the Noilat, who continues the Gemara, Mikan, Shapaiskum, and Noilat. So from here, Rabbi Eliezer learns that you could use Noilat as a Pesach. We see Hashem used a case of Noilat, something that wasn't expected, that Dasam Avim should die. He used it as a Pesach, so that's why Rabbi Eliezer says that Noilat is a good Pesach. Rabbanu my time I. What's the reason? If so, Rabbi Elazar has a pasuk on his side. What's the reason of the Chacham? Kasavri, because the Chacham hold hanu mi maisi, as the Ran says bitmiya. What do you mean they died? Throughout Chumash, wherever we find the word nitzim nitzavim, as the Ran points out throughout the Shmais and into the story of Korach, we still find Dasam Avirim are living, and wherever it says nitzim nitzavim, that they were standing up in revolt against Moshe V'Aaron, who's it referring to? Einoi Ella Dasam V'Avirim. So they're still alive. What does it mean that they died? Elom Rosh Lakish, Yardim V'Chaseim. They lost their money. And Memela, so the Ran says, 2 lines from the bottom of the Rosh, rather, the Rosh at the bottom of the Amid, 2 lines before the end. V'kivin Danim Heim Loya Yecholin Lahazikai. A person who has money, he has influence. No money, he's poor. He can't do anything to Moshe. Vanius lav noiladu, says the Rosh, that the whole idea, as the Rosh said on Amid Aleph, of noilad is it's not shchiach. And therefore, the person can't say, if I would have known, I wouldn't have made the neder, because since it's so far off and so off the map, that the person in his mind says, this will never happen. Of course I'll make the netter anyway. I'm not worried that this unusual thing will happen. It's loy shchiach. But Aniyah says the Ran is shchiach. And therefore, if you would have realized that they're going to become poor and not have influence, would you have made the netter? No. So therefore, then it's a good Pesach. And then the Rush goes on to explain that even though we're going to find now in the Gemara, there are 4 things that are considered like death, and they are Anius, Mitzayra, and Mishen Loibonim, and Asuma. So maybe they were one of these. On that, the Rush says, the last Rush on this Amud, Vahanu Lev Mitzarayim, the Imashirim, if they were rich, but they were just Mitzarayim, Hayu Yechoylin Lahazik Lamaisha, I've got the Mitzarayim, Hayu. A person could be a Mitzayra, but he has money, he could use his influence to hurt Maisha. So therefore, you have to say that they were not Mitzarayim. Because that wouldn't have, if they had money and their whole problem was their Mitzayra, there would be no reason that they couldn't damage Moshe. How could Hashem say, go back, don't worry? V'oid, d'im kenoyim shalachim ha'machana, then they wouldn't have been there, they would have been outside the machana. V'sum in lo'yayud ha'ayud ha'eni ha'nashim ha'm. They said, will you knock out our eyes? We have eyes, we could see. U'bonim ha'yulahem, they had children, d'chsiv ha'im, and the Hagoyes Tzionim brings down u'nesheyem u'bneyem. They and their wives and children, they had children. El al karchach aniyim, you see, you have to say they were aniyim. That's why the Gemara over here says that they were aniyim and not one of the other 3 things that we're going to learn now in the Gemara considered like mace. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, call Adam Shein Leibonim Chashv Kemeis. Whoever doesn't have children is considered like he is dead. Shenemer Hava Leibonim. Yeah, Rachel said to Yaakov, give me children. V'yimayin. If you don't, Meisan Noich, I'm going to die. I'm going to be considered like dead. V'tanya, we learned Arba Chashuvim Kemeis. Therefore, they're considered like they have died. Ani, a poor person. Mitzayra, and someone who has saras. V'suman, a blind person. Mishein Leibonim, a person who has no children. Ani Dichsev Kemeis Kol Anasha, as we learned before. Before they died and Dasav Avir were alive, Elamai, they lost their influence with the Paroi. Mitzayra Dichsev, Aaron said to Moshe about Miriam, Al Nasehi Kemeis. Our sister Miriam should not be, when she got Saras after she spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe, she should not be considered like a Meis because of Mitzayra Chashv Kemeis. Visuma Dichsev, Apaskin Echa, Bimachashakim Hoshivani Kemeisei Oilam. In the darkness you placed me like eternal dead, and a blind person is unfortunately in darkness, so he's considered kemesei olam. And finally, mishen lebanim, a person has to have children. Dechsev haveli banim, because there's a rachel that the Yaakov give me children in mine meisan naichi, and if not, it is as if I have died. So we see from that the pasuk that a person doesn't have children is chashuv kemes, and as the Rosh explained, the only reason that applies to the lack of influence of Dasam Avirim is the fact that they became Aniyim. This is a Dover that is Shchiach, and therefore it is not considered, the Rabbanan say it is not considered Noilad.